Welcome to Rye Eye Radio. My name is Sarah Cooper. I'm live from the Smokehouse Barbecue in Kennedy. This is Jordan Rayner, newcomer Jordan Rayner. She's performing tonight. Everyone enjoy on Rye Eye Radio.
Oh, play guitar. You know, there's nothing like trying to put a show on and all six strings on your guitar and going, hey, we got our own play. So, let me try to wrangle them back in order here.
It was just melodies of glass, and it all
guys like it too much. So if you're looking for it, why not take a little trip to the Emerald Isle? He's the band that originally recorded the song. It's from
watching lazy clowns roll by.
Did it?
Speed.
engagement, and I got engaged for a second time, and we found a wedding proposal. As of right now, I don't have to talk to you again, but as of right now, we got a wedding. We got married in Pennsylvania. Sorry, guys, this guitar is just having a really free-spirited evening tonight. If this guitar is anything like my future kids, I'm in for a handful. Anyway, I got married, and about a year or so into marriage, it's funny. You know, you start off with bouncing little songs, and I love you, and everything's wonderful, and he's amazing, and about a year into marriage, you start to realize, now, wait a minute, there's some things, Cinderella didn't write in the fine print there in the fairy tale. You know, nobody mentions about having to follow Prince Charming into the bathroom in the morning, him sucking the walls through his nostrils like a freaking chainsaw at midnight, and he can't get a good night's sleep while he's waking up in the morning. Nobody explains that to me. So I started writing a little more honest love songs as we get a little further into things. So for all you out there who are in love, thinking about being in love, I'm going to tell you some things and just maybe some surprises later on.
Very callous about it, and of course he didn't see it coming. He was very shocked and surprised.
ride to court. And we kind of had a quick argument about that. And I hung up the phone. And then about 20 minutes later, his name shows up on my phone. My phone starts ringing, and I go, well, here's a fight coming. And I wanted to decline the call, but I thought, well, I could just tell him his marriage is ending. I probably should at least answer the phone. So I did. I answered it, and I was expecting a fight. And instead, what I hear is, hey, baby.
Oh.
And I said, hey. And he goes, I've been thinking. I said, oh, you have? He said, yeah. He said, I've decided if you believe me, that's okay. But I'm not leaving you. And he said, I'm going to do whatever it takes to win your heart back. I know I've, you know, got a lot to learn, but I want you to learn it with me. And, you know, I want to have the chance, pretty please, to win you back. And I said, well, good luck with that. Well, here we are. We're coming up on our 6th wedding anniversary. We're doing great and obviously still hanging in there. And he has just become more and more remarkable man than me. And I think the world of him and I adore him. And he's, again, as far as I know, he still adores me. I haven't talked to him yet. But anyway, I just wanted to kind of take a little second to talk about the honest places and love and on the journey. And I was writing music through all that. And somewhere along the way through all that, I was write this song, and I'll play it for you.
Yeah, man, that's God's gonna get
to us, please help us build bridges that we've got to burn. And, you know, we're still learning a lot. And I get to play these songs night after night on this little tour I'm on. And it's a constant reminder of where we've been. And this song is kind of our last song in this little story adventure. While that song is a reminder of where we've been, this is a song I wrote to my husband about where we're going. I hate to ruin the moment for you, but I promise that tuning is going to ruin a lot more. Alright, here we go. Sometimes when you go, I want to give you what you want, but at the end of the day,
Disney fans in here. We got one.
Yeah, man. All right.
Woo!
All if the birds just move me left, where do you look? Hang on. Ah, here we go.
Love me, the super soul. Don't go be happy. I reach the top man, and the top man, that's what's part of me. Yeah, I'm talking to him, man. So right in the town. And you just stop feeling, man, I'm tired of playing around. Oh,
paint with all the colors of the wind. Probably that one because I'll check on it and we'll just and using the shin, and you can't understand for the life of you why they are the way they are. I'm about to open this up to you and explain a whole new world. A whole new world to you. So when I was about 13, if I were a Disney princess, my song might have sounded something like this, because I was more attached to my musical instruments than I ever was people. Didn't want anything to do with people. Still figuring out how to converse and be human. That's a work in progress. But 13 was definitely in its rawest form, so it might have sounded something like this.
And so I packed up my husband and my wiener dog, and we went to Nashville, Tennessee.
We had this really grand notion that we would hit the streets of Nashville, knock on a couple doors, play some songs, somebody snatch me up, give me a run of deal, and I'd bring some history. Well, we're in Nashville, so one of those things has happened. But you find out real quick, whenever you hand the powers that be, these songs, your babies, your life story that you pour everything into, you hand them over, and this is what my experience in Nashville has been a lot of the time. You hand these songs over, and this is what people say back to you. We got your song, but it was too slow, walking. It didn't say beer 20 times. Every song should sound the same.
Yeah.
Was Jordan Rayner, everyone, on Rye Eye Radio, live from the Harris County Smokehouse in Katy, Texas. And in just a few minutes, I'm going to have an exclusive interview with her. Stand by.
Yeah.
Yeah.